When I first met Champion Lucky, I didn't know that he was going to change my life. Maybe you never know when that's going to happen. It's not like something you're expecting. It's more like getting struck by lightning and living to tell about it. Of course, he was the one who got struck first, and I did it, but I didn't mean to. The reason I met him in the first place was because of his aunt, Lily Luther. She's a cook at our boarding house and pretty much runs everything, including me. One day, I asked Mama if we paid Lily. "Of course," she said. "Not enough," said Lily from the kitchen. "Well, if she works for us," I whispered, "how come she's the boss of everything?" "Because she's better at it than I am," said Mama. On the first day of summer vacation, I slept late, then went downstairs for breakfast. Lily was standing at the Roper stove stirring a pot of black-eyed peas and listening to Sugar Blues on the radio, her skinny body swaying in time to the music. "About time you showed up, brother," she said. "I need you to go to the dairy for buttermilk. The railroad men will be here directly, and they'll be expecting my biscuits." I picked up a piece of toast and started buttering it. "Can't I eat breakfast first?" Lily watched me with her hawk eyes. Her skin was the color of sourwood honey, not brown and not black. She wore a white flower behind one ear. "That's enough butter," she said.
"This toast is cold. It needs more."
"Brother Sayer, put the buttered sides against your tongue. It'll taste fine. If you'd come to breakfast when you're supposed to instead of poling around wasting time, it wouldn't be cold. Hurry up now. Get 2 jars of jelly from the pantry. Scuppernong, the kind Mr. Holman likes." That meant that I was to go swap something for something else. This time, we were going to swap jelly for buttermilk at Mr. Holman's dairy. Swapping stuff was a big thing in Snow Hill, Alabama in 1937. We were in the Great Depression, although there was nothing great about it. Songs were written about it and how everybody was suffering. Mama's always singing about hard times, railroads, and lonesome valleys. Lily just sings the blues. Seems like hard times happened to everybody. The stock market crashed, so a lot of people lost all their money. Then there was a run on the banks, and folks that had money took it out of the banks. A terrible dust storm in Oklahoma and Kansas ruined the crops in the fields, so farmers had to leave their farms and go to California to find work. Some did, some didn't. Here in Snow Hill, the mercantile bank closed, the shirt factory shut down, men got laid off at the sawmill, and some stores had to close because there wasn't any business. About the only real business that was still working was the railroad. My daddy was the editor and publisher of the town's only newspaper, the Choctaw Herald, and it had to shut down. He explained that since folks couldn't afford to advertise in the paper, he couldn't afford to print it. He also said that a town without a newspaper was a poor town indeed. After he closed the newspaper office, he left home to look for work. And that's when the worst thing of all happened to our family. Daddy went to North Carolina to apply for a job at a big paper. But when he got there, the people who worked for the paper, the journalists, reporters, and linotype operators, went on strike against the paper. Well, being a newspaper man, Daddy couldn't cross the picket lines. Then, delivery trucks rolled up, and instead of picking up papers, men got out of the trucks and started beating the strikers. That's when Daddy got killed. He was just trying to help, but I guess they got him mixed up with the strikers, and somebody hit him in the head with a tire iron. That was 2 years ago. We all miss him something awful. My mama, my sister Swan, and I live in Grandpapa Yateman's big old house that he'd left to Mama when he died. Because of the Depression, we didn't have much money, and there weren't many jobs in Snow Hill.